Hello, everybody, and this is Crystal, and I am coming with my first podcast. I don't even know really what I'm going to talk about today, but I guess we'll talk about what's relevant. Being a single parent and having two children and taking care of those two children. I do have my mom and my dad, and I have a family, so I guess you can say that I'm not completely single, but I do definitely utilize my mom and my dad, and I don't know what I'd do without them. Being a single parent or being a mom in general is hard. You know, a lot of times we don't always make time for ourselves, and I'm trying to do that on top of having, you know, hypothyroidism, and that's a whole nother subject in itself is hypothyroidism. So I'm gonna definitely hit a lot about that and what it's like to struggle with a disease that a lot of people just don't know and don't understand. One of the things is we can we have to work harder, people with hypothyroidism. We have just to every day sometimes to get up and want to do anything is hard. And I remember being 19 years old and in college, and what happened with me was, I was going to school for broadcasting, believe it or not, and I went to the office because I had a big bulge in my neck, and we were trying to find out what was going on. Well, the doctor said, well, let me, you know, this looks kind of unusual, so I'm going to send you to an actual, you know, hospital, because I was just at the school doctor there. So he sent me to the hospital, and after that, they evaluated my neck, and then the doctor said, yeah, we're going to have to take this thyroid out. So after they took the thyroid out, I winded up having thyroid cancer after they removed the thyroid. Well, after then, I never went back to college, and I never finished that dream of being, you know, in, I guess, the entertainment industry to a certain extent, because I was wanting to be a journalist or somebody behind the camera or a producer. But my parents, they wound up opening up a Christian school, and I was able to kind of do a lot of things that I enjoyed doing with helping children. So some of that dream that I had, that I felt like almost went away, came back when my parents opened the school. And of course, I was the drama teacher, and we put on all sorts of performances. It was fun. I love the kids. I could go on and on about that. But just dealing with hypothyroidism is a very, very hard subject to even talk about, because a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people just think, oh, she's lazy. Oh, she just doesn't want to lose the last 10 pounds, or she doesn't care about putting on 50. And I remember during pregnancy, it was just so hard for me because, you know, I put on a lot of weight. I mean, I put on at least 80 pounds when I was pregnant, and I lost 60 of it, you know, within 8 months. But I have not been able to finish losing that last little bit. That last 10, 20 pounds is still going, hello. And that's starting to really bother me. So, you know, I went on Nutrisystem, and I've been sticking to that. It's causing me to be able to be consistent. And that's what I love about this, about Nutrisystem, is, you know, I think it's good for people with hypothyroidism. I do think you have to be a little bit careful with it, because it does have soy. So I hope that Nutrisystem does have a separate program eventually for people with hypothyroidism, and not have the soy products in there. Because what I kind of do is I don't eat all Nutrisystem all day. I'll supplement meals. So for instance, I have breakfast, lunch, and probably eat something different for dinner, or vice versa. Or sometimes I'll eat me a lunch, you know, fast food for lunch, but I'll try to keep it in my calorie range for that day. So dealing with hypothyroidism, is very, very hard at times, but it has its perks because we have to learn how to be disciplined, and I'm learning that and portioning my food better. Instead of having a whole sandwich, I've been cutting that sandwich in half. I've been making just different. When I go out to restaurants now, I'll order a salad with vinaigrette dressing. I did have a little bit of ranch, but a girl's got to treat herself a little bit. my desserts, I'm trying to be as healthy as I can with those. Nutrisystem offers so many desserts for people. And if I would suggest, if you have hypothyroidism and also eating disorder, because I had that for years because of my hypothyroidism. And, you know, they say people that have, the only way people with hypothyroidism can get thin or can get in good shape, we have to be extremists. But just because we have to be extreme doesn't mean we have to be unhealthy. Don't take extra pills or anything like that. Do it the healthy way. If they suggest 30 minutes of activity for the normal person, hypothyroidism people, we have to do about an hour. And if you don't get that hour in, okay, move on. It's okay. Just do the minimum 30. But you have to do that every day. We can't be the type of people that don't exercise because it's just not going to help with our condition. It only helps our condition if we engage and do some kind of activity every day. I remember when I lost that first 100 pounds before I had my baby, it was hard, and I did that with hypothyroidism. So I went from about 200, almost 300 pounds to about 184. So that's a little bit over 100 pounds. So, but I did that even with hypothyroidism, but I did it the wrong way. And this time I'm trying to do it the right way. What I would used to do is just over exercise. Even if that meant 3 or 4 hours of exercise, I did it. And under eating and all that, is very important that we don't do that to ourselves. So I would just say, if you have a hypothyroidism, do all your research. Not all vegetables are your friend. And I know people get mad when I say that, but we have certain vegetables that we cannot eat having hypothyroidism. And even when we do eat those vegetables, they have to be cooked, because if you're constantly eating, they call it, it starts with a G. It might be cruciferous. I think it might be C. Cruciferous vegetables, something like that. We can't have that all the time. And if we are going to eat it, can't be a lot. It can be maybe once a day. And when we have it, try to cook it. Because when you cook it, it cooks the harmful things to our thyroids out of it. And even though we don't have a thyroid, we still do have to be careful with certain vegetables. I wouldn't go gung-ho eating anything that they tell you not to eat when you do have a thyroid and it's just low. I would cook my vegetables most of the time just to get out those bad things that's for our thyroid, because even if you don't have a thyroid, it does affect it. Because the reason why I know is because I've tested it out. I've eaten a salad one day and the next day I gained weight, and then one day I ate a burger for lunch and I lost weight. So something is up with that. So that tell me that we have to be careful, almost like a person with a gluten intolerance, which that's another thing. People with hypothyroidism really don't need to have too much gluten either. So I'm not saying stay away from gluten, but I wouldn't eat gluten all day long. You know, I would try to be really careful with it. I would try to have at least one meal that doesn't have any kind of gluten in it. Because I notice when I have too much breading all day, it's just kind of bad. So even with my Nutrisystem, sometimes I may have, you know, something low glycemic, like some oatmeal or different things that's low glycemic is better. And see, Nutrisystem is low glycemic. That's why you can honestly, if you're going to eat anything with breading all day, you could do the Nutrisystem like that, because they don't have most of their food is modified to be low glycemic. So I would say if you're having an issue with food or anything like that, and you just want to learn how to portion size, and what I've noticed too is that my stomach has actually went down because I'm eating smaller portions. The bigger the portions, it stretches your stomach. So my stomach actually has went down within 2 weeks, and I was like, what happened? And I mean, I haven't even really lost a bunch of weight, but I lost like 6 pounds that 1 week, which is excellent for hypothyroidism. But they cut down your calories to 1,000. Now I'm on 1,200. So if you're like me and you suffer with hypothyroidism, don't give up. It may take us a little bit longer to lose the weight, but it can be done. And for the first time in my life, I am actually in a happy place with food. And I thought that would never happen. I'm in a happy place with the way I look to a certain extent. I know I can do better, but the way I look okay. And I know that sounds bad to say I look okay, but I look okay. I don't cringe at going outside the house. The third thing is I love myself probably for the first time. Is you know, and that's been one of the hardest things for me, but it can be done. But until next time, guys, I'm going to continue to do series on just hypothyroidism, mom life, diet, exercise. So that's what I'm going to talk about when I do podcasts most of the time, and even relationships at times, not all the time, but I'm going to give my take on that too. But y'all have a good day.